You are listening to Dream Path on BBS Radio. Tonight, we bring to you from the Sananda Studio in Toronto, the Healing Divas Unplugged.
Yeah, that works.
That's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Just a little bit slower. Like that one. So just a touch slower, not a lot, but just a touch slower.
I am not. whoa. What else do you do for a warm-up? As well.
Welcome to Dream Path, and with us today we have five goddesses, all at one time. And they actually have names. It's Sharon Chason, Xenia Spalwinski, Cynthia Long, Penny Weinstock, and Sheila White. And we'll be hearing right now from each and every one of them, one at a time. Now, why are they together? Because they're the healing divas, and they got together to sing and to heal and to do many other things, and that's what we're going to hear right now. The Healing Divas have been performing in Toronto, but they're going to be performing in many other places, and one of those places will be Los Angeles. And Sheila, you were talking to us earlier about your touring there and why you're going there and the need for this kind of music.
Yes, well, we are going to Los Angeles, and we're going to be doing a media event, first of all, on Friday, May 2nd, to try to get the Los Angeles media to pay some attention to what we're doing, which I think has incredible implications for solving some of the strife and problems in the world today. The Healing Divas intuitive music is specifically designed to heal what ails us. And if ever there was going to be a receptor for carrying our message, we do believe it would be in Los Angeles, and quite looking forward to having an audience with those media so that they can see what we're doing and help us along, because what we do is urgently needed in the world, as we can see from the number of problems, from poverty to war to just basic human rights being trampled upon. And this music is uplifting, and it has the ability to transform and change. So we're quite excited about taking our act, if you will, to the California and beyond.
So this is definitely something that we can look forward to. Now, what I'm really fascinated by is how you actually all got together, because each one of you works in various modalities, healing modalities, and are very well masterful in those modalities themselves. What brought you together in this musical form that you're doing now, which is, I must admit, very healing?
Well, I think I can speak to that. The Healing Divas were born when Cynthia Long began waking up with songs that must be sung. And literally waking up. She'd wake up in the morning and there would be a complete song, the lyrics, the orchestration, a full orchestra. We don't have that quite yet, but she still hears it with a full orchestra often. So it was quite miraculous. I mean, she has been a poet and a writer, an intuitive poet for many years, but the songs were like this shocking thing that came. And they're outstandingly beautiful. I myself have been working in the healing field for 30 years. Before that, I was working in theater and dance, and I have longed my whole life to be able to use performing art to express beautiful, healing, spiritual music like this. And when I say spiritual music, it's not the kind that, and when Sheila says uplifting, it is very uplifting, and there's a tremendous amount of joy in the music, but it also acknowledges the suffering that we humans have to go through, and the passage of that suffering, and how to walk with that, and how to transform that. So Sin Songs, there are 45 of them now, at least. 45?
A little bit more, but
lots of songs. And the thing about it, because they're intuitive and because she wakes up with them whole, she has to learn them with us afterwards. Sometimes she's the last one to know the lyrics. So it really is inspired music, both the melodies and the lyrics. So that was the beginning. There were three of us at the beginning. One, our most beloved founding member, one of our most beloved founding members died suddenly a year ago. And she really was the midwife of the music. She and Sin were very close.
Ildiko
Pataki was her name. She and Cynthia raised their children together, basically, and birthed these songs together. And with Ildi's passing, which was very shocking to us, it was also in some ways inspirational to us, the way her life had been. So we've been propelled forward by her death. There was the grieving first, but then there was the moving out to actualize Ildi's dream of what this music could do for people. So that's the very beginning. Sharon was in and out at the beginning. She joined us about a year later. And then at the time of Ildi's death, we put together a benefit concert to honor her. And at that time, Xenia was amazingly important in her input, and she sang with us on stage. And I invited Sheila to come and listen at that concert. So really it was, Ildi's death was the catalyst for bringing us together as we are a group of five now.
And I met Penny at a jam session. I guess she got it in her head that maybe I'd be a
believer
someday. So that's how I came to be invited to that concert. And of course, after I heard the music, I wanted to be involved.
We are about to listen to Children of the Marshes. The lyrics were received by Cynthia Long and inspired by Hurricane Katrina. Accompanying Cynthia is Louise Lambert, Children of the Marshes.
It is the cry of helplessness that is heard, the cry of so many souls who do not understand, who do not know their world anymore, for it has been taken from them and the treasures of their lives, lost in anarchy as darkness rises, surfaces to cover the land. Can you hear the water? Can you hear the rain? It has been the coming of divine tears that can only flow when the earth weeps. And yet they wash away our pain. They release us as they cleanse. So many souls are asking, why has this been taken from us? Why have we been chosen to lose all, to live now with nothing, to be naked before our neighbors and beg their mercy? For without them, we are lost. Without their care, we will die where we stand. And are we not, so many of us, the poor and the old, the weak and the hopeless? Are we not already the ones who have lived angry slaves in a borrowed land? We have been the unwanted, and now this final blow steals away our face, leaves us empty, speaks of a grief too great for expression as we watch the dying of a place we once called home. We have no comprehension, for the ways of this life have given us none. And so, if we rise up in rage, if we fall defeated upon our knees, we cry out, give us an answer. Lead us somewhere that explains this loss in words we can understand. Children, children of the marshes, the rivers, and the sand. Children who have lived in the heat of the earth's bosom, who have sung songs of loneliness and heartache, who have trusted in an unseen God. We tell you now that what has been taken away is as huge as the tower of a king and as small as the cocoon from a butterfly's wing. For though the human world is magnificent in its day, the wind of the sky and the water of the ocean, these are greater, and these are the power of balance. Return to the planet who holds you as you eat. When mankind laid claim to the soil, to the sea, to the air above, and the oil below, there was no trust, no exchange of love, but rather the possessiveness of fear and the hunger of lust. And while men have built beauty, they have also built shame. And while they have gathered wealth, they have also stolen truth away. They have not listened, and they have not watched. And the children of this hunger have grown up ready to steal all, until there is nothing left to be carried away. And even children raised in ignorance will soon find that the truth must be spoken, must be heard, as the rains come to wash the soiled hands of human desires and human ways. And out of this leaving will come the beginning of a new sight, the freedom, the honoring of the whole of life, the witness of how human waste will once again become nature's beauty, reclaimed with one of many master strokes. Her patience ended, her power begun. And the tears you weep do not fall in silence. For though you could not hear her cries, she has always heard yours. And she feels you now, gathers you now, from the grief of this lesson into a recognition that every injury is a gift to the awakening of human consciousness, and every death a quick journey into the heart of love that always awaits. You are guided now to witness that the division of human souls by color, by gender, or degree of wealth is an aspect of human foolishness that feeds the very imbalance the earth now seeks to correct. You are guided now to observe that there is no safety created by man, but only trust in what cannot be seen, except through the heart, in its connection to the divine plan. You are guided now to act with a new clarity, a recognition that in our nakedness we are revealed, and every soul upon the earth is but a child, and as such must hold tight with one hand to all children and with the other hand to all we know of our God. You are guided now through your fear to discover compassion as you have never felt it before, as one survivor to another, for each woman and man stands upon the same uncertain soil before the same unexpected storm. It is only through such a proud reclamation that the spirit of Mother Earth may be remembered in a time when we are all asked to wash away the impurities of our old ways, our old shame, our old habits of denial, the careless days, for even the youngest of us, even the soul who's had so little time to learn of love, can reach up and say, I thought I knew, but now I'm humble. Now I'm ready to pray. There is no distinction here between those who suffer this day and those who may suffer at another time. The experience of loss is no punishment ever, but rather an initiation into a community of new faith, where it must be seen that we do not die, but simply travel from one home to the next. And in each phase of our growth, the sooner we are able to surrender, the sooner peace in any circumstance may be found. You are the children who will be gathered into ready arms. You are the warriors of tolerance, even if you yourselves are not ready to believe. For the darkness of these days will be experienced and never forgotten, as it shows us how the sea and the land do not argue with one another, but rather they take their places with the knowledge that even devastation will in time lead to truth and awe and wisdom, until the earth once again welcomes us with a mirror of the trust we offer her, and the balance of mother and child is found. Letting go is the greatest act of courage you may attempt, and yet once begun, such love is revealed that you will wonder how you ever lived without this surrender before. The slave lifts up her skirt until we see that her shackles are cut loose from her feet. Let her walk, let her wander, and let her stumble into the arms of her waiting family. For she is never without, once love is found, once her heart is truly free.
Now, what the newest member of the group is, and you folded up the paper. You're the newest member?
I'm the newest.
Okay. Who's the second newest?
Me.
You're the second newest. Okay. The second newest in the group here is Xenia Slavinsky.
Slavinsky.
The second newest member of this group is Xenia Slavinsky. And what attracted you to the Healing Divas? How did you get connected?
Well, initially we all knew each other as neighbors. We were neighbors, and so and it was a very strong community. And I had a history in music and history in healing arts. And so we would do things together. When I would put on events for the yoga studio that I direct, I would invite the divas to come, and we'd often do joint endeavors. And so there was always like a crossing of paths that took place over time. And so then when Ildiko died, and then I helped at the benefit, we decided that I was invited to stay, and I decided that I wanted to do that. And So I love the music, and then Cynthia invited me to come in and bring my own music into it as well. So that was important for me to be able to have a venue to get that music out as well, and people to share that with. So it's been a beautiful experience, and the work itself, I mean, is completely aligned to the work that I was already doing as far as the yoga, type of yoga that I was teaching and the healing work that I was doing. So it was a complete match.
Xenia is also an intuitive, and so her music comes from the same place with the same kind of energy. It's amazing, very powerful stuff.
So now we've got two of them. And it is really quite different. I mean, I'm a composer and a songwriter, but more in the traditional sense, I guess, that when in the pop idiom, you think of, you know, chords, and I'm going to think of a melody, and now I'm going to really think of some lyrics. But this process is totally apart from that, which is what I find extremely fascinating, is the fact that this package of amazing music just arrives on one's doorstep, and then you open the package and start to give it life. It's just wonderful.
Beautiful description of it, because that's exactly true. It has that power, because you're not already thinking with your mind. You're actually feeling it very much in the moment. And our experience here, I have to let everybody know, we're in a rehearsal hall here. Is it, I'm sorry?
Yoga studio.
It's the Yoga Studio Center here, Sananda. It's a beautiful space, and this is where we're hearing the music right now on Dream Path. Ooh, I'm picking up some sound here. Okay. Now, I'd like to get everybody in on this. I haven't heard from
Sharon
Chiasson. Okay, Sharon Chiasson. Now, what is your background, and how did you come to be a part of the Healing Divas?
Well, I was actually a neighbor of Ildi, our friend who has passed away.
Ah.
And I think about 6 years ago, they were looking for a harmony singer. And I just went over and sat with them and started singing, basically. And it looked like I was going to be a fit. And so in the last 6 years, it's been testing the waters of singing with the Healing Divas. It's been a little bit, took me a while to really kind of step into it. Primarily, I've done bookkeeping for the last 25 years. So, and then in the last 3 years, I also have started my own very deep healing on myself. And I think between that journey and the music, I landed here to be a full diva. The piece is a combination of toning. It's actually based simply on three notes that were given to me in a reading in the process of cellular healing, which is part of the work I do and the modalities that I practice. And it was those notes came in a reading for me from another practitioner and returned to me at a point of illness in my life. And I was actually in bed with a fever, and I had my little digital 8-track beside me, my Fostex, and I pulled it over and heard these notes playing in my head, so I sang them into the machine and then switched tracks because I heard something else coming with it, and I kept layering the tracks and ended up with a recording that I call Peace, because by the end of the time I'd finished recording it, my fever was gone and I was feeling well. It was really, really very, very powerful experience for me at the time, and I have a 60-minute version of that on a CD that I offer for meditation purposes and for individuals who are struggling with various forms of physical challenge. And that's the song that you hear with us. We use that as a warm-up and a toning practice, and it brings a very powerful energy into the room. We do it on a workshop basis as well, where we stand in a group and bring the energies together with the palms of our hands and allow it to enter the individuals who sit around us.
And that is Peace.
That's Peace, yes.
And really my impression is that you all belong together, you being five sisters, and it seems so natural what you do right now. Now, I noticed on your site that there was five sisters on one of the photographs.
Oh, yes.
What is that about?
Just fun.
Yeah. You just stuck it in there?
We're actually about to unveil a whole new site shortly, but yeah.
You're going to be releasing a brand new CD. Is this the first one?
Yeah. Well, there have been some demos and EPs along the way, primarily of my own recordings that have come out of my little home studio. But this is the first one that really represents who we are now. And it's being produced by Alex King.
The Sound Shaman.
Yeah, the Sound Shaman. Sheila's partner. And he's quite amazing. So we're really looking forward to the completed product. Because we need, that's our calling card. We need to show the world who we are, because we've been working really hard for years, you know, to develop to this point. And I think we're really ready.
And the comment you made about the five sisters that you saw on the website, I don't remember where that is actually, but also when you said there are five goddesses here, it is for fun, but it's also for real. There's a way that we have a sisterhood, a commitment. We're very different as people and as healers and as performers, but we have a commitment to our own growth and wholeness, being as full as we can as people and as women, and communicating that and encouraging that in as many people as we can. So the musical performances do that, but we also draw people to us for the deeper healing work that does that on a psychological, emotional, and spiritual level. So we have, you know, I don't know if any of you have been in groups and bands and stuff before. Stuff comes up, you know, conflicts come up.
We are divas.
We are divas, and we are often of five minds. But there's a very deep commitment among us to self-responsibility and love being at the bottom of everything. So, you know, if we're furious at someone for saying or not saying something or doing or not doing something, we work to get over it. And that's a very important part of what the energy that comes from us.
Yeah, like I'm sorry, I called those cue notes cheater notes the other night at rehearsal. They're not really cheater notes.
People working together is amazingly powerful, but as you were saying, Penny, it's also something that can be difficult. Working with two people, working with three people, working in a group is an amazing feat in itself, that you stay together. And it is the conflict sometimes that bring out the creative aspects as well, because it can be pretty tough. And then something magical and something wonderful happens. But you do have to stay true to it, don't you?
One of my kids said to me, "Mom, you know how you guys can be really successful?" And I said, "How?" "Stay together. Don't split up." Rock bands never do that. They always split up. And if anybody can stay together, it should be us, because it's the way we exemplify what we believe in and what we do. You know, the work that each one of us does in our own way is all about taking self-responsibility for who we are, for our own growth, our actions, the way we relate to others. So it's a fabulous opportunity to have this amazing group of very strong-willed, vibrant, highly strung, talented, beautiful women in one room. And I tell you, sometimes we cook.
It's the type of music we're doing, but I find this very easy.
Well, that's because you work in politics.
But I mean, here conflict may be a vigorous debate, right? Oh my.
But it's an interesting point that you raise, because if we are in conflict, then we go to do a song, it's like, checkmate. you deal with it. You know, like, it doesn't, if you listen to what you're singing, you can't just keep on indulging in any kind of victim thing around it. You have to go in, find out what the wound is that's being triggered, find out what the projection is, find the compassion. So it just keeps on working us. The material just keeps on working us, and then we keep on working each other as a group. We're sort of like the grain of sand, you know, being turned into the pearl.
Hallelujah.
that's very important, the content of these lyrics. I mean, when we perform them, people hear them once, hear them twice. We're hoping that the CD will make it so that people can hear them over and over, because they work on you.
Yeah.
They are actual healing energy,
yeah.
the lyrics and the melody. And there are some of the, for instance, there's one song we're getting ready to sing. It's called Ready. And it's about being ready to stand in your full power and your full divinity. And we haven't quite been able to get it together yet. We're almost ready, but we aim to be ready. But one of the things we want to encourage with the healing workshops is for people to learn these songs and to use them as chants to actually heal the cells of their body.
One of the principles that's spoken about in many ways in the songs and much of the guidance that Xenia and I receive is that we are love. Everything is love. That is really all there is. But there is an illusion of fear that manifests in so many ways in our lives and in our physical selves. And when we sing this music, we're also little vibrating bundles of energy in this physical form. And so we're given an opportunity through the vibration of these songs, the melodies as well as the content, to allow that fear to come up, to rise up and leave our physical forms on a cellular level. That is my personal experience with these songs, that my journey as receiving them is that they have come to me at different times to allow that process to happen within myself, in my body, in my soul, in my heart, in my experience. And our audience members sometimes have that experience as well. It can feel like many different things, but it's something that it's on one level it's subtle, because it could be someone standing at the back of the room and suddenly needing to cry and not understanding why. And it is on another level, it is huge, because it's our belief that if we take these songs to places where we have hundreds of individuals joining us, that we can share that healing power with many, many bodies, many, many ears, in a vast giving of this energy out and out and out into the world.
It works on a similar principle, the idea that the opera singer can shatter the glass, because all of our fear and wounding gets stored in the cellular package of the body, the mind and the emotions, as like a denser frequency of energy. It gets congested as energy. And so then you take a higher frequency sound and you actually pierce through it. You release it and then liberate the energy. So it gets pierced by the higher frequency sound, the words and the melodies. It moves right into like the fear-based patterning and the wounding. It pierces in, it releases the energy, then it liberates the life force. Just the person just feels like they have this unlimited, beautiful experience of energy.
It's yogini.
Yeah. That's the yoga science of it, of using sacred sound.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
And sometimes we are so passionate about this music. Sometimes it sounds like we've invented music. And in a way we have. I mean, music has always had that power. There's something that you read once that is the creation of the universe.
Well, in fact, scientists are apparently studying the idea now that the universe was sung into existence.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So we're just helping that along, and we have a special little package to deliver. Another aspect of what we offer from our own energy is that level of cosmic and global healing, but also our own personal healing comes through somehow on stage. I hope I'm okay to say this.
Yeah.
Both Sharon and I have suffered a great deal of fear, performance anxiety, mm-hmm. and fear of being in public and speaking in public, and both of us in our own ways have had to really walk through that over and over again in the doing of this. But to do it in this circle of sisters is the place to do it. And so it's not just a kind of a finished package that you get, but you also get the energy of what we've come through to get here to be able to present this music.
I'm you, my pain, you, who they knew, they are made you keep.
following piece is Hallelujah, which is one of Xenia's songs, and it works on the same principle. Again, it's a combination. You'll hear in a couple of songs, Hallelujah being one of them, the lyric coming from two different traditions. So you have an Om chant combined with the Hallelujah. Similarly, there's a song we call Dreaming, which we also offered you today. It's a combination of songs from three different traditions. There's a very old Hebrew prayer, a Sufi chant, the Allahu, which is very sacred, and I say that with reverence and respect for permission to be even speaking the words, because they're deeply powerful, and an English melody that I received to interweave with the two. And we have a number of songs in this tradition, because what we experience is that on their own, each one of them is beautiful, but bring them together and you have the greatest beauty. It's phenomenal. The sensation we have in performing these songs when we bring the traditions together is very, very beautiful. We've performed them at the University of Toronto at a conference for healing in the Middle East, and we look forward to having lots more opportunities to bring them forward, because there are certain hot spots on our earth that need this kind of energy, and so we love particularly to combine the Islamic and the Hebrew and the English traditions.
And it works.
It works. It's beautiful.
We can feel it.
Yeah.
It's very interesting that what you're saying today and talking to our listening audience about is so true. The vibration and the feeling and so many different aspects of what you do in performance and what you do together actually comes through in that performance. And it's good that you're making a CD, because it is important to listen to it again and again. I noticed listening to one of the songs that I went, oh yeah, that's a pretty good song. And then I heard it again and I went, oh. And then I heard it again and I went,
I people will come to the Ottawa Folk Festival this summer, August 14th to 17th, because the Healing Divas will be there in performance, and also we'll be doing a lot of interactive things, and we'll be able to do some workshopping with people, and the more people become familiar with what it is we're doing, and they can take it away with them, and so on and so on, pass it on. We're freely willing to give this stuff, and freely willing people will take it away with them and do the right thing with it.
Now, one of the things that would really make me excited right now...
Another song?
There's another song.
Woo! You know him, huh?
You want to hear those bongos one more time?
I know you do.
Ladies, just ignore me. I'm going to be a fly on the wall.
Then we'll have to get a fly swatter.
Down boy. Boarding time has been delayed.
Now, Jera, you got to actually witness the goddesses here.
I thought Dennis would be speechless with the goddess energy. I thought it would be you guys and me just having a good chat, and then I could place all the comedy around him. Yeah. And I had a few things written down, and you just went around the group, and you've covered it all. Okay.
Shame, 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 I give you shame, 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 on me to shame, 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 you say my name. Shame, 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 I give you shame, 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 on me to shame, 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 you say my name. Shame, 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 I give you shame, 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 on me to shame, 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 you say my name. Shame, 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 give you my shame, 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 shame,
I'm curious, are you all in a point in your life, like are your children growing up?
No, they're all
still at home.
Do you mean chronologically or in other respects?
Like how you fit your family into...
our busy lives.
Exactly.
They fit.
We kind of include them as much as
they're
willing.
Included. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's often very demanding, but that's the nature of the beast, you know. I mean, for me personally, I don't have a choice. I could not do this music, so I think there are probably times when it's been really hard for my children, but good for them. Because they've had a chance to watch their mother fall totally in love with the process, to develop phenomenal friendships, to step forward through her fear into whole new ways of living and bringing, I think above all for me, it's bringing my authentic self before the world.
And a beautiful, beautiful example for the children. You know, and it is. It's not. They don't have their standard parents. They don't. Have
no.
But it's a beautiful example of that. Of that really, you know, exploring oneself and being willing to look imperfect and being willing to, you know, find our fears and to grow through our fears. And that's a beautiful example. And then as in a group dynamic too, it's great because if something's up with our kids. It's okay, you know. It's like, okay, I can't make it tonight. Something's going on, and we work that energy as part of the experience rather than being sort of like in a rigid, linear way of rehearsal. This, you know, everything has to be like bump, 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 bump. And say, okay, something's up, or you might individually have some healing crisis going on, and it becomes part of the experience. It deepens, enriches, and we have to trust that. Trust that sometimes things are interrupted for real life. You know, that real life is part of the experience, and it actually deepens and enriches our sound, our ability to communicate everything about us, including all of the crises that might be going on with our children at times that may call us other places other than to a rehearsal that we thought was absolutely important, that we had to absolutely have that, and then instead we need to be somewhere else. And it just deepens and enriches the experience. It never takes away from it.
Do you have any advice or even words of encouragement for those listening to us right now?
I am nothing, says the weak one. I am too afraid to try. I am lost without the courage to stand up and meet your eyes. I am not the pretty picture that the world would like to see. I am nothing, I am nothing but the shadow of me. But when I rise, when I rise, 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 when
About stepping into the beauty of ourselves from the shadow place.
Mm.
We there are a number of songs that we do that incorporate that, because I personally find that missing sometimes, in particularly some of the New Age teachings, where we're asked to focus only on the positive, as if we can simply manifest that. But it's very important not to ignore that step where we need to acknowledge the shadow, we need to acknowledge the parts of ourselves that we don't even want to admit. We need to go there first and free them through a process of forgiveness, through a process of re-experiencing them. Often it's like we enter the cave, we have to turn around and come back out to the same door from which we entered. We can't ignore them. It has to be experienced. Permission is one of the songs that does that. We begin from a place of acknowledging that there are times when we feel we are nothing, to that awareness of rising out of that place where we accept it. Yes, that is our experience, but the truth of it, beyond the illusion, is that we are all, and we are one.
And yet there's an aspect to your question that strikes me, and that is, to a certain extent, we're... healers often are strong mothers. Women who are healers, men healers sometimes too, are very strong mothers. And you can see from what Sin and Vinya have said that it's very important to us that our children also benefit from this wild, crazy thing that we're doing. But all of us, well, Sharon has successfully launched her daughter. Her daughter's grown up and doing it.
And then I went into crisis.
As often happens. But that the rest of us are in process, and not just those of us who have physical children, but moving from the mother to the goddess, being able to stand in midlife and be present in our sexuality and in our art, is a process of moving beyond motherhood to that next phase, to a wisdom passage that is no longer about mothering. But you know, it's a dance. You know, we kind of have to come and go with it.
There is no way to heal my heart but to say I am done with this war. There is no way to heal my heart but to say I don't choose it anymore. It's time to for now there comes
heart, but to say I don't choose it anymore. There is no way to heal my heart, but to say I am done with this war. There is no way to heal my heart, but to say I am done with this war. There is no way to heal my heart, but to say I am done with this war. There is no way to heal my heart, but to say I am done with this war. There is no way to heal my heart, but to say I am done with this war. My heart, but to say I am done with this war.
Well, I strained my foot a couple of days ago, and thanks to Penny Weinstock, one of the members of the Healing Divas, my foot is fine. I can hop. A couple of days ago, I could not even walk. So I was saying that not only am I a member of the Healing Divas, I'm also a customer, and I would highly recommend anyone for spiritual pains, physical pains, emotional pains, any kind of, or just to feel even better, www.healingdivas.com. It's your ticket to
International Women's Day.
International Women's Day. We did St. Lawrence Hall for the 22nd annual World Peace Meditation event. And recently we played at Queen's Park, which was a glorious experience, for the UN Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. We are available for bookings. We do conferences. We even do divagrams, which is a really lovely idea for that extra special someone. You imagine. This is targeted lovely music to just send somebody up on a cloud on that very special day. If you can imagine five goddesses in evening gown coming and serenading, it's something we do and we're quite happy to do.
The music operates on a few levels, so we're looking for every way that we can find to take it into where we need it. And that's what's evolving for us, I think. It's not just music, it's a process. So we're very happy to be doing, you know, clubs and gigs and concerts where folks will come and just say, oh, we're going to go hear these women sing. But we're also really enjoying the process of taking the music into places such as what's the name of the war pen then?
I call it the stroke ward, but it's not really. It's the
neurological
stroke and brain injury.
Yeah.
My husband of 30 years had a severe stroke 2 months ago, which has been both painful and transformational for him. And I'm just thinking, we could call it a divagram if I don't tell him we're coming. We're going to do a performance there on the ward where he's in stroke recovery. And so that's some of what sin means, to really take it to people for whom these lyrics will have a whole new level of meaning. For instance, we're thinking of singing Permission, which has to do with rising, standing up, and the process of standing up and walking is an everyday learning for these people and a very powerful thing. So we're hoping to both have a good time there and for that to be the beginning of us being able to take this to people who are in intense healing processes.
And certainly on the corporate level, there's a huge, huge niche where we should be.
When you take a look at bullying and intimidation and some of the workplace dynamics and the cost that that has on productivity and the bottom line for corporations, you know, for a very marginal amount, the Healing Divas can come in and work with the workforce, work with management and senior administrators, and start to bring some of the healing energy to their shop floors, to their offices. So we're quite looking forward to receiving calls from various interests that want to have us come in.
I think they desperately need that. They go through so many complications about what they should do and how they can get more productivity.
And Bell Canada, there was a recent article about them sending their senior managers to a paintball tournament and have them doing Rambo-style exercises. You can imagine what they spent for that and then the lavish meal afterwards. And we're saying, you know, let's get to something that's real and practical and is going to have long-term value for these people and for the corporation.
We offer workshops that involve music. Chanting, for example, is an ancient practice.
And drumming,
yes. You know, these are they allow the vibration and the energy to enter the body, and it's for people who spend day after day at a computer screen. It's an extraordinary gift to have an experience like this and to be guided through it for a day. There's a wide range of modalities that we work with personally as healers and activists amongst ourselves, and we have a blend of gifts that we bring in addition to the music.
And so the CD is I mean, this is the first CD that we're going to be putting out, as you know, many, many songs on it. So it will be the way that we start to be able to reach a broader audience. That's really, you know, we know that this is very, very important, not just for the few people that we can be in physical contact with, but that we can get it out across the world in a global way.
We're so glad that we can be a part of that expansion, because you're superstars to us, and we feel really privileged to be able to come into your studio and listen to what you do. And I know I didn't get to see your performance, shame on me, but when Jared came back right after the performance, she said, "Dennis, these ladies have a power and a
gold light."
Oh. It's something that really so everything you're saying about this isn't airy-fairy spiritual, maybe this might work, this really does work in so many ways. It is the artists that are communicating to the world about what is needed now and how we can get back on track again. And through this music, it speaks to that part of us. Jared and I wish you most success in your travels and reaching out to people. And one of the things that we need to do right now is to let everybody know where they can reach you and how they can get in touch with you.
HealingDivas.com. We will be having ongoing performances at the Universal Light Center at 719 Coxwell Avenue.
HealingDivas.com, and just put all the information you need to know, and you can even get to MySpace and listen to some of the music. There, no, the CD is coming out in what?
May 1st. So we'll be arriving in LA on May 1st, and on the 2nd, we'll be hosting a media event at the home of Mary Grace Lonergan. And the address is 4562 Nagel Avenue, Sherman Oaks, 91423 in LA. And it is, we will likely be holding a music salon there the following evening as well. But you can check on our MySpace page, myspace.com/healingdivas. Our upcoming events are always updated there.
I could leave a phone number if someone wants to phone us and leave a message.
416-321-0633. They're very good. And that's here in Toronto. So much is happening in Toronto. Well, we are coming to the end of the show once again.
Aww.
And we're really sorry to see you go, especially this is the first time we've actually done an interview live, not on the phone. And we would like to thank you very much for being on our show, joining us with your energy. We definitely can feel it because we're in your presence. And I urge everyone who's listening to, if you can see the Healing Divas in a neighborhood near you, go and see them. Go and hear them. Go and feel them. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, and thank you. We had a blast.
It was fun.
Our love and gratitude go out to the Healing Divas who have been sharing with us this evening their collective dream of inspiration and healing. If any of you are in the LA area next week, check out their website, healingdivas.com, for the updates on their appearances. Until next time, stay connected to each other in love. Dream path to starship control. Over and out. Departure has been delayed.
Boarding time has been delayed. One more time.
Jejemba, Jejemba, Jejemba.